So let's review. In the previous daf, Rabbi taught, Zar sha'ocha min ha'oil lefnei zrika chutz l'chayma, Reb Shimon loika chamesh. According to Reb Shimon, if Yisrael ate from a carbon oila before the blood was sprinkled and outside the walls of Yerushalayim, he is liable for the following five laven. Mishum chutz l'chayma, one may not eat the meat of a carbon outside of Yerushalayim. Mishum lefnei zrika, one may not eat from a carbon before the sprinkling of the blood. Mishum zar, Yisrael may not eat meat of kachi kachim, which includes oila. Mishum oichel chutz l'klayim, one may not eat kachi kachim outside of the azara. Mishum oichel oila, one may not eat a carbon oila, as the meat must be burnt on the mizbeach. The Gemara adds that he would also be liable for the isra of kol tia loy seichel, kol shu b'kol tia, litin loysa se alichalasa. One may not eat from a carbon that must be burnt. However, Rava mahay kra kamar. Rava mentioned only the five isurim that are derived from the same pasuk of lesuchel lechel bisharecha. And the Gemara mentioned several other isurim which would not apply to carbon oila, because an oila was never qualified to be eaten. The Gemara cites related halachas of which there is a simen kuza. Amar Gidl Amar Rav, Kayin Sha'ocha Mechatzes V'Ashem Lefnei Zrika Loika. A Kayin who ate from the meat of a carbon Chatzes V'Ashem before the blood was sprinkled gets malchus, because the pasuk of Achilas Kayanim states, V'Ochlo Oisim Asher Kupa Behem. La'acha Kapara In, Lefnei Kapara Loi. The Kayanim may eat the carbon only after Kapara, but not before Kapara. And he holds Lava B'Machlal Asei Lavu. A lav, a negative commandment that is inferred from an asay, a positive commandment, is considered a lav for which one gets malchus. The Gemara, however, brings proof otherwise, that lav b'machlal say asayhu. A lav that is inferred from an asay is considered an asay for which one does not get malchus, as the pasuk states, b'chol behema mafreses parasa b'shasa shesa shtei parasis malus ger b'behema oisa techelu. The asay in the words oisa techelu implies a lav, that b'in behema cheres techelu. One may not eat an animal that does not have the simonim of a kosher animal. And if we are to say that lava bo machlal say lavu, then there is no need for the next pasuk which states an explicit lav of ezel lo teichlu. Therefore, we must say that lava bo machlal say asehu, and accordingly, kain sha'ocha mechatzes v'ashem lefnei zrika patur. And Rav Gidl Merav referred to a different halacha. Zar sha'ocha mechatzes v'ashem lefnei zrika patur. Yisrael who ate from the meat of a carbon chatz of Ashem before Zrika does not get malchus for the lav of Zaras, because the pasuk states, V'ochlo oisim asher kupa behem, v'zar lo yechel ki koi deshem. Kol heichad de karinin be v'ochlo oisim asher kupa behem, karinin be v'zar lo yechel koi desh, kol heichad de le karinin be v'ochlo oisim asher kupa behem, le karinin be v'zar lo yechel. A zar is liable only for meat that can otherwise be eaten by the kahanim, for example, achas Zrika. But a zar is not liable for meat that cannot be eaten by the kahanim, for example, koidim zrika. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding bikurim, kriya ma keves ben, whether to recite the psukim of bikurim is mandatory for the mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshtia says, bikurim hanocha ma keves ben, kriya ein ma keves ben. Only the placing of the fruits before the mizbeach is mandatory, but the recitation is not mandatory, and the mitzvah is fulfilled with hanocha alone. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Hoshtia says, hifrish bikurim koid machag v'aval ein machag yirkavu. If a person separated fruits from Bikurim before Sukkot, when one could still perform Kriya, and Sukkot passed, the fruits are disqualified and must be left to rot, because delay matzi lemikra lein, these fruits were initially designated for Kriya, but now, after Sukkot, one cannot perform Kriya. And although Rabbi Elazar Amar Rav Hoshea holds Kriya ein ma'keves ben, the Gemara reconciles it, as Reb Zera says, kalaro lebila ein bila ma'keves boy, v'shein aro lebila bila ma'keves boy. Only if one can read the Pesukim, the Kriya is not mandatory. But if one cannot read the Pesukim, the Kriya is mandatory. The Gemara proceeds with a similar contradiction regarding Kriya Ma'akevis. Rabbi Yechanan says, Bikurim Hanocha Ma'akevis Ben, Kriya Ein Ma'akevis Ben. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yechanan says, Bikurim Me'imasei Mutarin Lekahanim, regarding the time when Bikurim become permitted to be eaten by the Kahanim, it depends. Haru'uyin Lekriya Mishakar Alein. If one can read the Pesukim, the Bikurim become permitted only after the Kriya. V'she'ein Ru'in Lekriya, Mishiro Pnei Abayis. If one cannot read the Pesukim, the Bikurim become permitted earlier from when they are brought into the Azara and even before Hanocha. The Gemara asks, Kasha Kriya Kriya, Kasha Hanocha Hanocha. Earlier, Rabbi Yechanan says, Kriya Eina Ma'akevis. While here in the Reisha, he ruled Mishakar Alein, which implies that Rabbi Yechanan holds Kriya Ma'akevis. And earlier, Rabbi Yechanan says, Hanocha Ma'akevis. While here in the Seifa, he rules Mishiro Pnei Abayis, which implies that Hanocha Eina Ma'akevis. The Gemara reconciles as follows. Kriya Kriya Le'Kasha Harab Shimon Harabanan. The first statement of Rabbi Yechanan was according to the Chachamim, who hold Kriya Eina Ma'akevis, while his statement of Mishakar Alein was according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Kriya Ma'akevis. And Anocha Anocha Nami Le'Kasha HaRabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbanan. The first statement of Rabbi Yechanan was according to the Chacham, who hold Hanocha Ma'akevis, while the statement of Mishirop and the Abayas was according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Hanocha Einem Akevas. And the Gemara explains that their machlekes is based on the Pesukim of Bikurim. One pasuk states, V'lokach ha-koyin ha-tenem yedecha, v'nich lefne mizbach Hashem lekecha. While the following pasuk states, V'hinachte lefne Hashem lekecha. Rabbi Yehuda holds V'hinachte zu tenufa. Only V'hinicha refers to Hanocha. But V'hinachte refers to tenufa, to wave the Bikurim in all four directions, but not to Hanocha. And since the pasuk did not repeat the obligation for Hanocha, therefore Hanocha einem akeves. While the Chacham hold both Veinicha and Veinachta refer to Hanocha, and the Pasuk repeated the obligation of Hanocha to teach that Hanocha me'akevas. And according to the Chacham, the source for Tenufa is derived through Xerishav of the word Yad. The Pasuk of Bikurim states, V'lokach ha-koyin ha-tenem yedecha. And the Pasuk of Karban Shlam states, Yad of Tebiyena, Esisha Hashem lehenef oise Tenufa. Makan koyin, aflalan koyin. Just as Bikurim requires a koyin, the Tenufa of Shlam also requires a koyin. And malahalan balam, afkan balam. Just regarding Shlomim, the Torah specifies that the owner does the tenufa, Bikurim also requires tenufa through the owner. HaKeitzad, Koyin machnes yodei tachas yad bailam umeinef. The Koyin places his hand under the owner's hand, and together they wave the Bikurim.